Okay, so Mark Riley here until nine. So I've had a few back and forth with a chap called Robin Mayhew, okay? Robin Mayhew. And he started his introduction by telling me that he used to be the sound man for David Bowie on the Ziggy Stardust and Aladdin Sane tours of 72 and 73, which is quite amazing in itself. And then he told me the story about his band The Presidents, who were signed to Decca Records in the mid-60s, and they made a recording of a song called She Said Yeah, which was a follow-up to their Candyman record, and it was co-written by Sonny Bono. And it was passed on to Decca as an acetate, I think maybe, and it went missing. And it turned up years later in Shel Talmy's loft, OK? And so Shel Talmy being the legendary producer of The Who and The Kinks and all of those people. But it transpires that it actually turned up on a Rolling Stones album not long after. And so you have to wonder whether the Rolling Stones heard it and thought, well, we'll have a bit of that, and he just went walkabout, or whether it did just get misplaced. I don't know, but the band themselves now, they're cracking on a bit. It says here, what is it, yeah? They've got 380 years between them, and they're even older than the Rolling Stones. Imagine such a thing. So the Presidents got together and filmed themselves miming to the tune that they did in 1965. We're going to play it for you now anyway. So this is the Presidents, and She Said Yeah, after which we shall have Jim Jones and the Righteous Mind live in session.
She said yeah. She said yeah. She said yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Come on, baby, I wanna make love to you too. You know I got the feeling in my soul. You know I love no one above you. Come on, baby, just let me love you. Yeah. She said yeah. She said yeah. She said yeah. She said yes. She said yes.
Yeah.
President, she said, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this part,